Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Patrick Bowie of Patrick Bowie. That's my project. Just had a recent album come out, produced by our favorite Denny Fuller and myself. Had a lot of really fun collaborators on there. We can talk about later or now, I guess. I played most of the stuff on it, but had some fun ringers on drums. Our also local favorite, Ian Francis, played a bunch on it. And yeah, it's been described to me kind of like borderline, maybe like slacker rock. Think of maybe like prime early aughts indie rock, maybe. If you're trying to draw comparisons of contemporary artists, I've gotten a lot of references to maybe Andy Schaaf. There's certainly some, I've heard some Wilco references in there as well. So kind of a smattering of influences there.
Flowers over a shade of blue.
Well, this is a kind of music that I grew up with, and this specific project really had no objective, and that was really fun. So I come from a world of being a freelance musician, so did about a decade of just playing gigs, and this was kind of a fun departure to maybe refigure out what I'm doing musically, what I want to do. I was missing a big creative component of my life, and a lot of things went down. So it's just kind of a conglomeration of different things that I was rediscovering at that time, I think, musically. It's just a fun music. It was kind of a way to sort of step back and simplify what I had been trying to do musically for a long, long time. So, you know, I went to school, studied jazz music, and I just did that for a long, long, long time. And that for me was like the most important part of not necessarily my life, but it was my musical life for sure. It was just, I got to be a jazz musician. But what that really turns into is you're just playing a ton of gigs all the time. And I had really, really missed the feeling of being in a band, of having collaborators, creative collaborators. Because in the other world, you're showing up, you're playing other people's music. I've been fortunate to have a lot of really amazing experiences, but this was a time in my life where a lot of things had kind of changed, and I just wanted to feel creative, and I hadn't explored this kind of music for a long, long time. I grew up playing in bands, and I loved it, and this is kind of funny because this project really isn't a band. So my very first instrument was I took piano lessons. I was terrible at it. I still am terrible at it. But my brother got a guitar. He's older than me. And so I was like obsessed with that thing. So I played guitar for a long time, but I did my studies in trombone, actually, of all things. So I was just a freelance trombone guy for a long, long time, played all kinds of different music. And I've always loved the guitar and the drums, and everything in a rock band. I've just always loved it. Yeah, so this album, it's a self-titled album, Patrick Bowie. Kind of went through a lot of different versions of it. So in 2019, I think, our Denny Fuller and I got together and we recorded one track, and then we thought, let's just make this into a record. So over the next 5 years, we slowly, kind of just the two of us, got into a room and made this record. And what it's about is, this was a time in my life where like a pretty significant relationship had dissolved, so you can kind of call it like a breakup album, I guess, in a way. is a good outlet for me at the time. Also at that, throughout the course of this record, a new very important relationship was beginning, and she's now my wife, so there's some songs on there about that as well. So just kind of a way to explore these new relationships and things I was going through at the time. So I really had no big objective with this record, and you can probably kind of hear it as you listen to it. There's a lot of different stuff going on. Maybe it's not as cohesive as it could be, but I actually really like that about the record. I would say that a lot of these songs kind of took shape maybe over the course of like a year, maybe 2 years, and then Denny and I really got down and started recording it. Of course, it was the pandemic. It was just the two of us, so you're really not accountable to anybody else. So there were times when we'd take like 6 months off, maybe longer. That's why it took so long, is babies were born, people got married, other bands got together, made records. It's kind of fun sitting in that studio. I sort of saw like the genesis of the Melons record, the Fontaine record, just stuff that was going through that same studio at the same time. So a lot of stuff went down. Those, I would say three solid years of work, and then four kind of like, oh, maybe we should do this again, finish it. So. So there's so much time passed making this record, from the beginning of writing these tunes to the actual recording of the tunes. So I think you can hear like what I was sort of discovering at that time, maybe influences like sonically, musically. Certainly was inspiring to see peers making great records as well. Denny and I, we just worked really well together and sort of complemented each other pretty well. We're co-producers on the record, but it was fun to kind of sit down and do some like arranging. And he has very different, we're kind of like a Venn diagram of tastes and experiences. And I think you can hear that really well on this record too. I would say the one that came together the easiest and is possibly most fun to play is the first track on there, 15 Pounds, which was the leading single for this record. That one just came together really well. It's really simple tune. We got to play with textures on that track a lot. It kind of just goes hard for a minute and then we bring it down. I would say maybe my favorite track is, well, I've got a lot of favorite tracks on it. It's fun to have a record where you're not like, oh, this song's not very good, but I like all the songs, I really do. I would say my favorite moment on the record is probably the last half of the song Untitled. I think that's just a really nice moment. And then probably my favorite track is called Your Light. It's the last song of the record. I think if you make it that far on it, it's sort of my sort of self-gratuitous offering to you. Denny and I, on the last half, we kind of went crazy on it and sort of dug into our minimalist, our love of minimalist music, and got a bunch of keyboards and just made this really great sonic texture that I like. My great friend Matt Lima laid down some saxophone on that record, on that song and on another one too, and his contribution was just amazing. So that's maybe my favorite part, we just got to dig in and kind of make a big sound, I guess. Let's listen to Your Lie. I think it's not the hit of the record. It's kind of the sleeper track. Again, I think if you make it that far on the record, then here's a little treat for you on Your Light. I just think there's a lot of really fun textures that we built on that one. You're about to hear the track Your Light from my self-titled album, Patrick Bowie, in its entirety.
Thank you.
So you can find me mostly on the gram at Patrick Bowie Music. I've got a Bandcamp as well, and there's actually some records for sale on the Bandcamp. We ended up doing a small batch 12-inch record pressing, so there's records on there. What's coming up next for this band, this project? There's nothing on the books right now. We're kind of hit a busy summer. I've got a pretty busy freelance schedule still. It's kind of like the busy time for bands, and when you're the small guy. I'm lucky because I have a pretty great arsenal of musicians, and they're hard to lock down. So hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have something on the books. So.
Most of it.
I mean, I could add to that too if you want. Would love to do like a 7-inch next year, just maybe two songs, an A side, B side. That would be really fun. And I think I would really like to change the way I approach it. So this one was really really just kind of like me playing the instruments, with the exception of a few ringers that I brought in, who I want to shout out to real quick. But we got Parker Swenson plays an amazing drum performance on the song Flowers, and that was like, he's an amazing jazz drummer in town, and I really wanted to kind of dig into that history of mine as a jazz musician and sort of let it open up for solos. And I just didn't give him much instruction. I gave him a chart and I said, let's just play this. Oh, and here's a solo. So he laid down on that one. Matt Lima played saxophone on that one as well. He pulled it out of the closet. He's a phenomenal sax player. He moved out of town. We got Ian Francis played drums on a few tracks. He's a great drummer. Body of Leaves, Melons. We've got a cool vibe performance by my good friend Dave Featherstone. But aside from that, it's really just me in a room with Denny playing my instrument. So I would love to kind of do the next one, maybe track it live. I think that'd be really fun. I really love sort of the sound that an approach that Flying Cloud Records is doing right now. That's the Sam Evian studio. And it would be really fun to have to try and harness like live musicians in a room doing it, embracing the mistakes and playing together. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds and rate us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivey, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.